Good afternoon, and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean. Today's guest, Mr. Patrick Wood. The website, August, just like the month, augustreview.com. So I encourage you to go there, join with, send contributions, become aware of this great website. If we might just continue this, we're just about through with this very important interview, but I think it gives you a feel for these people and how they think. And now, these many years later, I believe they're in charge. And these men, one of whom you are having the opportunity to hear today, could sense this early on, exerted to stop the stampede. I think the fact that you got to Larry King for 3 hours is one of the most incredible things I've learned this day, and for future reference, I think that's very important. So where were we? We were back where he was trying to say that, you know, this common belief that and what they're doing really doesn't reflect what your assessment, Mr. Sutton's assessment, is of the beliefs of the American people. And Mr. Franklin comes back with a very interesting response. He says, I'm no one to interpret what people think about. And then what do you have the response there from Mr. Sutton?
Well, I can't see it right exactly.
Okay, here. I've got it right
go
here.
Ahead and read it.
Okay, you are willing at the, and he's talking about this commission, which you say does not reflect the views of American people in the U.S., and yet here's the quote. Mr. Sutton is saying, it appears to me you have taken over political power. And then Mr. Franklin says, well, we chose the best people we could get as member of the commission. And fortunately, they're all accepted. The president thought they were the very best people indeed. And Mr. Wood, you come in here about now. Have you got that one?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead with that one.
Well, yes, I asked more pointedly if Carter had received his education from members of the commission, and in particular from Zbigniew Brzezinski. And Franklin responded that, I don't know, you know, I can't tell you exactly what role Brzezinski had, but certainly had considerable effect on the education Carter received on foreign policy. And, of course, the fact that Franklin is the coordinator of the Trilateral Commission, how could he not know what the co-founder was up to? It's just such an incredulous answer. You know, they must be in frequent communication. They must attend all of the big social events where elites like this gather. How could he not know exactly what Brzezinski was up to? Certainly he did. Certainly he did.
And he just kind of glosses or just gives you some sort of an answer and keeps his cool, I guess, through all of this. Maybe he's been trained and so forth. Then comes the question of who chooses the members to belong to the group.
Of who? I'm sorry, who? What, Billie Jean?
He's asking, how do they get to be members of the group?
Oh, exactly.
And I think I hear the music coming. And we'll be right back after that break.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
From the interview in 1976 with Mr. Anthony Sutton and Mr. Patrick Wood with a representative of the Trilateral Commission, Mr. Franklin, Mr. Sutton asks, who gets to be a member? How do they come about being a member? And do you have Mr. Franklin's address and what he says there?
Well, yes, I do. And this was actually pretty accurate on his part. But they chose members according to an executive committee. The process was similar to how fraternities tap students after their rush period, you know, when they're freshmen, sophomores. And in other words, they go out and secretly, you know, tap desired members on the shoulder. They don't know in advance. They don't, you know, they don't make application, but they tap them for the fraternity, and you know, then they ask them, you know, they want to join. I guess you could refuse, but some people might have refused for all I know. But the executive committee was a very elite group of people, and included William Coleman and Lane Kirkland. He was a labor leader back then. Henry Kissinger was on the list. So was the president of the Brookings Institution, Bruce McLaurie. David Rockefeller was a member of the executive group. So was Robert Ingersoll, who was an industrialist and also deputy secretary of state. You had another labor guy, I.W. Abel, who was head of the United Steelworkers. And William Roth, another elitist of the day, was on this group. It was a very small group of people that selected members for the Trilateral Commission. And they selected members for all over the world, not just in the United States, but also in other countries as well. And, you know, this is how the membership grew. This is how the original thing was, you know, was orchestrated. And certainly David Rockefeller would have had the lead back then on who would be, you know, who the right members would be. And of course, all these other people on the executive committee had some relationship to David Rockefeller outside of the Trilateral Commission as well. So,
It's an incredible event in time and so obscured, and most people even today are unaware. I'm going to give out the number 800-313-9443. Join with us, 800-313-9443. Gary in California, thank you for waiting. You're on with Mr. Patrick Wood.
Yeah, as I'm sitting here listening to all this stuff that took place, it's certainly not strange, you know, especially with the Rockefellers and how they amassed some of their fortunes. Before I get into what I was going to mention, when I worked in the 60s, I worked in a restaurant, and the secretary there at the time, she said they used to be well off and they owned a few oil wells in one of the states. I says, well, what are you doing working here? She says, we lost it. And I said, how? She says, well, we would pump our oil. We sell it at a certain price. Rockefeller and gas stations, you know, they had little refineries. And she says, the Rockefellers would come into town. They would set up a gas station and sell, and the others couldn't afford it. What they would do, let's say you're selling it at 50 cents a gallon, the Rockefellers would sell it at 19 cents a gallon. You know, they take the bite, and so if it, what happens, you go upside down, they end up owning your gas station. That's how the Rockefellers did business, as they would call it. But back in the times that you're talking about, I remember I voted for Jimmy Carter, and the reason for that was he was a born-again Christian, they said, and he led Bible classes. You know, all the things that the American public wanted to hear, that's what he said. But I also now recall he was the one that set up the national education system to where education was taken away from the counties and the states and given to Washington, D.C. I think that was a very important move on their part, because once they can get a hold of your children in a short period of time, they own everything. And I know both of you are Christians. One of the things that was told to us in the scriptures is not to be deceived. And that has happened to us. These people have come in and deceived us and still do it. I mean, like your guest was saying, Barbara Jean, you had Barack Obama's picture all over time. He's been all over everything. And these people worship this man like he's some kind of a god. And the system that's been put together by the Rockefellers, that's not the only one. You have a bunch of other societies, the CFR and what have you all. They're all the same people. They make everything. They have destroyed our country. So this brings us back to the scriptures again. When the Savior was taken out to the desert and was told, I'll give you all of this if you worship me. Okay? So what we have going on here is we have a bunch of people that said, you know what, I'm going to take what you have, you know, and I'm going to worship you so that I can have all this power and this glory, even though it's short-lived. They don't think so.
Well, they've been percolating since the onset of 73, and I think it's very interesting that we spoke of Time Magazine, but the press, Mr. Wood, would you like to just talk a little bit more about either the control of the press or the naivete of the press? Their chosen questions so often fall so short when they have an opportunity to make a good interview and ask a tough question. It seems like the particular journalist will just fold. Back to you, Mr. Wood.
People who have written articles, even back in those days on the Trilateral Commission, they their stories would get spiked. We had eyewitnesses, you know, people actually happened to testify to us. Their stories would be spiked, and that means not published, you understand? And they were told to don't cover that topic again. And if they did, their job was on the line. They'd just be summarily fired. And that sounds pretty harsh at first, but we had a firsthand taste of that. After the Larry King show, I got a call the next day from B. Dalton Booksellers. Back then, there were the big chain cross-country bookstores. They said, I don't know what you said last night, but we have phone calls from all over the country, so I've never seen anything like it. But we need to get your book. We need to get our hands on your book now. So we, I mean, we're going to sell a lot of books, and I was excited about that. We FedExed them a book. Well, it wasn't FedEx, something else, but we sent them a book, and we didn't hear from them after a few days. Didn't hear from 10 days. I finally broke. I called the guy. I said, "Hey, what? I know you got the book, but what's the deal?" And he said, "Oh, well, we've decided to, we'll special order your book from the stores directly. But we decided we're not going to carry your book." And we said, "Well, what do you mean? I thought you had a land swell of phone calls all over the country." Well, yada, 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 gave me a mealy-mouth answer. And they did, in fact, blacklist us to the point where they sent out a memo to all of their stores countrywide and told them that our book was no longer available from the publisher and, sorry, but it's out of print. And we documented this at individual bookstores around the country, and this was the fact. The bookstore people, of course, the workers were ignorant. They didn't know what was going on, but it came from the top down. And we found out then, the people, a little bit of investigation later, we knew what had happened. We'd been blacklisted, but we found out then that there was two members of the Trilateral Commission sitting on the parent company of B. Dalton Booksellers. And that our book had just been squashed. And that was that.
Wow. You know, and about what year is that again? Is this like...
This was 79, 80.
79 or 80.
Yeah.
And then the caller mentioned about the competition with the oil story. And what we really want to have you understand is if this particular member works for Chase, he can be on the board of something else, or he can be on the board of an oil company, or they're multitasked with a lot of wonderful positions, and that goes on. And then can you imagine having both kingpins of the labor unions on their executive board to decide who gets to be on and in this activity? So very select. Then does it haunt anyone besides me out there that we have Mr. Brzezinski and his children, one or two of his sons, advising each candidate in 2008? 2008, ladies and gentlemen, and the strength and the empowerment we cannot deny at this point. The caller brought up that there are other organizations as well, but maybe this would be the flagship organization. Others maybe have similar policy, but remember, this one maybe set the stage for the Brookings Institute or a lot of these other things, and then the labyrinth goes out from there. Always the concern about the press. A perfect example, Mr. Wood thought he'd written a book and a bookstore wanted to sell it, but the power to negate and stop. I used to buy Time magazine, and then about the time that Oliver Stone comes out with his film on JFK, I had been really someone who read all the books and was sort of a critic of that issue of what we learned about that experience. And I remember in the throes of that time frame, Time magazine came out with this endorsement of this Posner book, the book that would end all question for all time. We'll go to break and we'll be right back.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Continuing with the comment about Time Magazine, about that time when they came out endorsing Gerald Posner's book, The Book to End All, questioning about the assassination of JFK, I remember reading that Time Magazine, and because I'd been a good student and read about everything I could find, I knew that that were lies they were talking about, and with an adjoining article. And I was so stunned. I have not purchased a Time magazine ever since. And when you see how it can be played out, we've given examples of that. And then let's just look at what Zebrinsky wrote in Between Two Ages. He says, and I'm just picking up a couple of sentences and we'll get to your call. For a time, the established framework resiliently integrates the new by adopting in a more familiar shape. But at some point, the old framework becomes overloaded. The new input can no longer be redefined into traditional forms, and eventually it asserts itself with compelling force. A good description of today, Mr. Wood, don't you think?
Absolutely, it was. And just in the pause here, parenthetically, I'd like to add something about labor. We touched on this just a bit with a couple of executive committee members. The early Trilateral Commission completely sold labor down the river, and I don't think the labor movement in America ever understood. I don't think they understand it now. I think if they did understand it, they would be furious. But the early Trilateral Commission involved, listen to this list, I.W. Abel, President of the United Steelworkers. These are members. Lane Kirkland, AFL-CIO, Leonard Woodcock, former President of the United Auto Workers Union, Glenn Watts, President of Communication Workers of America, Martin J. Ward, president of the United Association of Journeymen and Apprentices of the Plumbing and Pipe Fitting Industry, and Saul Chaikin, president of the International Ladies Garment Workers Union. All these original labor members were, these original members were involved with the labor movement in America, and they have been systematically sold down the river. It's
tragic.
Just amazing.
Tragic. You know, if we're not working, if we're not producing, come on. If you're raising a child, as most mothers know, you want to have wonderful productivity of their mind and their physical ability. You want to teach them how to work. Work is a marvelous thing. I think unions sometimes are necessary and certainly did do a lot of things in the first part of last century for the people. And value your work. Be America. Produce things. What have we been taught? Integrate. Don't do anything all the way. Make sure just a segment is accomplished. Outsource, etc. Trilateral commission.
That's right. And in the same way that they dominated labor, because labor was useful to them, they needed labor's subversion to their goals of a new international economic order. In the same way that they took over labor, they also took over the media, and they invited people onto the Trilateral Commission membership, people like the Hadley Donovans of the world that controlled the media. They wrapped them into this organization, made them major players, and then they marched on down the field together.
We have Michael in New York. Good afternoon, and welcome to Born on the 4th of July.
Michael? Hello, Barbara Jean. Good afternoon. Thank you. Yes, this is a great guest, and it's just amazing the details behind the whole conspiracy with the players and the events and the public exposure, and still most Americans never even caught on. I'll never forget when I seen David Rockefeller on an interview with Charlie Rose out of New York City, probably at a Rockefeller Center. And back approximately 10 years ago, maybe a little longer now, and through the interview, I was studying this traitor and crook that he is. I'm very familiar with him at that point in time, and the family and all their associates. And sure enough, when a question was posed regarding communist China and Mao Zedong, David Rockefeller states how Mao Zedong was a great man. And Charlie Rose, who looked like he was coming out of a major hangover, I think that even started him a bit with that heavy eyed look that he had. A great man, did you say? Yes, a great man, a very great man, said David Rockefeller regarding Mao Zedong.
Any response, Mr. Wood?
No, I'm not surprised. That's David Rockefeller's position. I mean, he has been friendly with communist China ever since the revolution. And one must remember that it was David Rockefeller that founded the Asia Society prior to the Communist Revolution in China. And also one must remember that Henry Kissinger was the very first public visit to China to reopen negotiations with the communist regime. And before that, between the time of the revolution and Henry Kissinger's trip, David Rockefeller continued to have intimate contact with the communist leadership in China. It was never broken. He also had intimate leadership or contact, by the way, with the communist leaders in Russia as well, the Soviet Union as well.
We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll go to break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Returning to Born on the 4th of July, I would like to take this opportunity to thank the producer and the schedulers and all those who make Born on the 4th of July possible. And of course, gentlemen like today's guests to make extraordinary information go out across America. We are honored to have you on. Thank you for your research and your longtime awareness of items and things in the elite mindset of control and takeover that most people are totally unaware of. Do we have Michael still online from New York?
Yes, Barbara, thank you. And yes, thank you again for your great show and great guest.
I would like to ask you a question. You know, the busyness of the Homeland Security woman, Janet Napolitano, as a woman, I'm delighted for women who get into a lot of different places and have a lot of challenges, but I would hope they are worthy and an American at heart when they lead us with this power. She's been up in Ottawa lately. We're signing up with the Canadian officials and law enforcement through the Department of Homeland Security. Last Tuesday, they adopted an agreement to allow law enforcement authorities of both nations to share personnel. across the border, back and forth, whenever necessary. I just wondered if it's called the Ship Rider Program because it also involves boats and transportation by water. It's very, very important. And, of course, today some of the effects of this new and the passport and so forth are going to go in place on June 1. So we're changing, we're integrating. Do you suppose the trilateralists are happy? My question to you, Michael.
All in all, their agenda seems like it's accelerating, as you mentioned earlier, and I think they're quite happy, but I think they're nervous as well because of broadcasts such as yourself, great guests like you have on right now, all the information circulating around, especially via internet. I think they're a bit nervous, but a lot of the Americans are just starting to catch on that something's rotten, and it took them a long time. But, yes, they're making rapid progress, and I think they still feel pretty confident that their Luciferian United Nations, One World Government system can be within their reach. And that's the scary part for us.
Well, I appreciate your calling and joining with us and your awareness. Back to you, Mr. Wood. Any comment on this, having their troops come over to our side and ours go to theirs and kind of working all together, total integration of policing and so forth? What do you think about that?
This is a byproduct of the Security and Prosperity Partnership that was started, as you know, several years ago.
Yes.
And it's just a continuation of the same thing. It's slipped under the radar of most, people because there's just so many other things right now to pay attention to. But it's still there, and there's a good example of it. The sharing of troops and of law enforcement personnel across borders is going to be commonplace in the coming. Another thing, by the way, that we talked about, I remember in 2006, was Mexican trucking. The Mexican truck lines are going to be allowed in the United States to ship goods, you know, in across the border, in and out, without having to stop for pesky searches and things like that. And under President Bush, we had some test pilot programs and stuff going by. Obama just announced a big increase in Mexican trucking now. He's behind it 100%. Of course, it hasn't hit the press. The press isn't interested in anything like that. But those of us who are watching the Mexican trucking issue before now say, hey, nothing has changed. It's still there. It's still moving along. Obama has quietly slipped behind that, just like all of his predecessors were, and nothing has changed. It's just it's the same old stuff, same old warmed over stuff.
And it's detrimental to your well-being, everyone here in America. It's detrimental to our survival. We have Paul in Delaware. Hello? Paul?
Yes, good afternoon, ma'am.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I think that this would be a good time to mention something. You know, they have a website. It's called Give Israel Your United Support, Gaius.org. And what they do is it's a Jewish megaphone software. So what you do is you sign up, and then they alert you to issues that they are wanting to complain about, and then they email attack. They attack YouTube to get videos that expose them taken down. They get websites taken down, and that's why a lot of people don't want to talk about these racist Zionists. But I say to people, download this Give Your Israel Your United Support software, because you can get the same real-time alert that these Zionist racists are getting, and you can counteract them. Know what they are up to, because these people are the ones behind the 9/11. They're the ones that taken us to the tune of $15 trillion, not the Mexicans. I understand that that's a problem, too. But we're $15 trillion in debt, including mortgages and school loans and a lot of other things, because we've allowed these people, these racists, these people that think they're God's chosen and everyone else's goy, to be controlled and herded around like cattle. We need to get on this Gaius website, download the software so that you can know what these people are up to, because they're emailing the EU, they're emailing and getting on the board of YouTube and keeping down information and censoring information. They're also the one that's caused, matter of fact, this immigration policies from the 20s. These people are behind the immigration problem that we have right now. And why? Because they can do what they do best in a very diverse society.
So I have a question for you,
yes,
or
ma'am.
A request. For those out there who are listening and they have gone to grab their pencil or their paper and would choose to do what you are requesting they do for their own knowledge, would you please go very slowly about that particular website and then just state again the knowledge that they might obtain from that, and then perhaps Mr. Wood would have a question for you as well.
Yes, ma'am. It's http://giyus.org.
That's
Yes.
G-I-Y-U-S, as in Sam?
Yes, it's basically, it means this: Give Israel Your United Support. And what it is a software that you download, and then when racists, not all Jews, I don't want to include all Jews as I'm a racist myself, but I know that there is racism even amongst the Sephardic Jews in Israel. There's just a blatant bunch of racism going on just across the board. And what this does is you download the software, and then it gives you real-time alerts to issues that they want you to, in unison, do. Like, for instance, email the EU and say that Iran's a threat, and then flood them with email attacks. And then, of course, if they look like they're getting a bunch of these emails, oh, my God, well, we better do something about it, huh? And so this is how they operate. And the reason why I say to tell people to download it themselves is so that they can see what these people are up to and then counteract it and counterbalance it with nothing but the truth of the situation.
It's sort of an inside window, and is that .com?
It's .org.
.org. Mr. Wood.
Well, generally speaking, Barbara Jean, I reject the implication that we're dealing with a Jewish conspiracy, and that somehow a Jewish conspiracy is responsible for everything that's happening in the world as bad. There are many, many, many members of the Trilateral Commission who were not, clearly not Jewish. Some are, but most aren't. And it would be, really skewed to say that all of our problems come from the sector. And so I pretty much, you know, I hear this a lot as I speak and travel and stuff, and I pretty much reject it just offhand that this is the correct answer. There are plenty of things that we do know that are in, you know, that are factual things that we see in policy, whatever. I would prefer to focus on those issues rather than on one's race. And I'll just leave it at that.
May I respond to that, please?
Okay, just briefly, please.
Yes, ma'am. I won't take up a lot of your time. What I said was total facts. I never said it was a total Jewish conspiracy, as if Jews are the end all be all in the problems of the world that exists. One thing I can tell you is this: go to the Federal Reserve website, no other website but theirs, and see who sits on the board and who is the president, but Zionist Jews, okay? Then you look at which banks failed in this country and which ones they gave money to succeed, okay? Then, of course, this issue is very taboo, but what part of it do you dismiss? Because I like details, sir. What part of what I said do you not agree with? What part is wrong?
Well, number one, you're judging somebody to be a Zionist Jew by their surname, and I think that's just compatible.
I never even said a surname, sir. It's about
actions. How would you know that somebody sits on a board of directors as a Zionist Jew?
by the actions that they have taken, sir. When you look and see that right before they got this money that they asked us to give, as if we don't have enough money that we're in debt to right now, before we gave this these banks, J.P. Morgan and the other one, what they did was they gave Israel $200 billion. So they've got $200 billion.
Thank you, caller. We've got your point, and we've got the website, and we appreciate your calling in, and people can go to where you've directed them, and we'll find out for ourselves. There is an element of very, very grave concern that Mr. Wood brings up, that a lot of people just go that far and think that's it, and then there arises this passion, and they don't see everywhere or look around. And I think you bring up a good point, the dominance in the banking, we'd have to agree, a Zionist as compared to just normal people, you know, there's something to look at there. Appreciate your information and thank you for calling. Today, we're also being very concerned about the freedom of the press. And so, once again, we appreciate the caller's point of view. We hope we can stay live and vibrant on the internet, but there's moves afoot to take care of the internet. What kind of people these are, I don't know. I would like to take a good look at them because, once again, we're dealing with a Mr. Rockefeller, two bills, I think the date was April 1, on cyberspace and internet content and control. Those two bills are being introduced into the Senate. He is in charge of a very important committee, as I remember. And then now we're given some sort of a new cyberspace policy review coming from the White House. Could we be in trouble where we have this marvelous internet net and the technology and everybody enjoying that? What's going to happen here? And that goes back to this trilateral group where they were very unnerved by the press, and a lot of their verbiage and writings were to take care of the press and control it.
There's no doubt that there's a movement to control the internet right now, to limit the transfer of information on the internet, to censor certain topics and so on the internet, and it's just a matter of time before they get traction. A lot of the big companies already, the big media companies that are already controlled by, you know, members or influenced by members of the Trilateral Commission, these big media companies have already declared that they want the majority of the bandwidth on the internet for themselves to broadcast multimedia programs like video and things like that, which are very intensive in terms of bandwidth, and that they're already talking about making a two-tiered system where they will be able to have unlimited bandwidth and other minor players will be limited and curtailed. They'll have to pay through the nose for all those, you know, extra services and fees, and it's very disturbing that that, you know, the freedom of speech over the internet is going to be you know, under attack.
Do you think that the citizens at large can stave this off at all, or do you think this Congress will acquiesce to their empowerment?
I think they'll acquiesce. They have everything else that's been demanded, and I think they will to this as well. And, you know, it always starts with an incremental step. It's never just, you know, slap it on and control it from day one completely. It always starts incrementally, and then they turn up the heat over a period of time, and before you know it, they've got it, you don't. And, you know, this is happening with free speech and talk radio right now as well. It's happening in the internet. It's happening in the newspapers. You know, they're making pretty much a full-court press. I really think the internet got away from the global elite, that it grew so fast and that they didn't know what to do with it when it just took off like a rocket ship. And now they're coming late in the game, but you have to remember, these people are master hijackers. They know how to hijack things that are a threat to them. And so, you know, they're after it. And it's just a matter of time before they clamp it down.
We have JG in California. Are we going to let him do it? Are we going to let him clamp down this marvelous thing, the internet? JG, what do you think about that?
Well, I hope not. I hope not, Barbara Jean. We have to be so vigilant, as a lot of our forefathers said. But I had a comment to make to Mr. Wood. In my past experience in law enforcement and in the private sector, of the men that I've protected in the past, as what men like Hitler had to be afraid of, you know, he had his enemies and everything like that. And in certain cases, it was my job to ferret out traitors for my client and principals. And all I'd like to say to you, Mr. Wood, respectfully, is please do not ignore what the last caller said, because, and do not ignore the influence, which I know you know what I'm talking about, of both Zionism and Catholicism, or actually the Vatican, not Catholicism. But let me emphasize.
If you'll just go
strongly.
To break here, we'll go to the a break and we'll be right back, and you may continue when we come back.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
This goes so fast, and I want to thank the callers. I would like to thank Mr. Wood, and hoping we can do it again real soon. And we'll return to JG in just a minute, but I wanted to ask Mr. Wood a question. I have just referenced this ShipRider program, or this cross-border activity, and you pigeonholed it back to the SBP or the North American Union. and its law enforcement authorities of both nations are going to share personnel and a cross-border activity, and they're going to train each other in different countries back and forth, and how are we going to know who's who? If we put this in front of a congressman at this point, could they stop it if they wanted to, or is it just so totally under the wire that the North American Union will just flourish?
No, I certainly think that the Congress, if they acted together, could stop this kind of behavior with legislation that prohibited this behavior. But they're not going to do that. They haven't done it in the past, and they don't seem to have a mind to do it now. And, you know, this kind of cross-training is going to continue. And it's not just in law enforcement. We're talking about agencies up and down the volume of government. Both countries are conducting these kinds of exercises. Same thing is happening with the CDC and with the World Health Organization in these various countries, where they're working on pandemics and on other security issues and quarantine issues and how to fight it and so on.
Okay, so if we can just kind of leave it there, and then hopefully we can get into that a little bit more and have you back on again. These are terrifying aspects that we as a nation are no longer any entity that can function by itself. It just doesn't make sense. JG, one comment here, and we're going to go to the top real soon.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Wood, it's an honor to speak to you, sir, and I'm so glad that you're able to expose as another example of Joan Vion of her UN expose. But as I say, whether it's before the downfall of this country, of the coming of the third angel's message, or the arrival of the trumpets, that vigilant is so admittedly hard to monitor. All traitors and good men have died protecting those godly, righteous men. And I just hope that, you know, with your endeavors, that the Lord protects you and your endeavors, but also not to fail to recognize and do not ignore there are powers, and all these men are in contention with each other for power. As we both know, the Vatican and Zionism is a great deal in charge. And so I hope you continue to do your work for the right side.
Well, we'll take those blessings of safety and security, and maybe we'll have to hook in with Canada, right?
I mean, oh God, oh my Lord.
I just can't imagine that this could be played out and people think it's okay. Mr. Wood, and thank you, JG. Mr. Wood, how can we all be so naive to this?
Yeah,
seemingly.
Who knows, Barbara Jean? It's hard to tell. You know, the article you let out with the Trilateral Commission Endgame, which is
yes.
on my website on the front page, that article has been selected by by Sonoma State University, which houses the project called Project Censored. That article has been selected in the top 25 of the most undercovered or suppressed stories of 2008-2009.
Well, congratulations.
And,
great.
So
that's wonderful news. Sonoma, California?
Exactly. And this is Sonoma State University. And this will probably get a lot of extra exposure this year before the year's over, because this is going to be published in a book that they do every year.
AugustReview.com, Mr. Patrick Wood, great show. Thank you so much. I'm still on the edge of my seat. We'll do it again.
Thank you, Barbara Jean.
With recent internet